Hello again and a very warm welcome to the Organist Encores. Nigel Ogden here with another selection of archive material from my well-stocked shelves, including for the second half of the programme a slightly out-of-the-ordinary late-night broadcast from Robin Richmond at the BBC Theatre Organ. Before that, a few random tracks which you might never have heard previously, or if you have, it's just possible that you may not remember having done so, because they all date from 50 or more years ago. Well, the first two items were originally heard on The Organist Entertains, and for starters we hear from one of the country's most popular entertainers on both pipes and electronics, and still going strong, I'm delighted to report. On the 23rd of April 1970, Keith Beckingham was heard at the console of one of the famous three-manual eight-rank Granada Wurlitzers. On this occasion it was the organ of the Granada Slough, and this is Ray Noble's Cherokee. Cherokee from Keith Beckingham at the Granada Slough Wurlitzer in 1970. Now, between the official commencement of The Organist Entertains in June 1969 and the removal of the Wurlitzer from Blackpool's Empress Ballroom the following year, the programme's original presenter, Robin Richmond, had a brief window of opportunity to get some material recorded by the man who had taken over from Horace Finch as resident organist there, Ernest Broadbent. Well, here's one of those very tracks, a gorgeous version of the old waltz song Charmaine, with Ernest milking both the organ and the amazing ballroom acoustics for all they were worth. Not the best quality recording, I'm afraid, but I hope good enough for you to enjoy this superb combination of organ, organist and venue. Ernest Broadbent at the Empress Ballroom Blackpool were, let's say, in 1969, and Charmaine. And that provides an ideal opportunity for me to tell you about what's coming up on next week's show. Now, as most people will know, after Reginald Dixon retired from the Tower Ballroom in March 1970, Ernest Broadbent took over as his successor for a few years, and next week Damon will be bringing us excerpts from Ernest's final concert at the Tower in 1977. A particular nostalgia trip for those of us that were there. Now, the next two tracks both come from the last few years of solo theatre organ broadcasts on the Light programme, or in the case of the final few, Radio 2. First of all, here's Bobby Pagan at the snappy ABC Richmond Wurlitzer in 1967 with the title song from the film Half a Sixpence, released that same year and starring Tommy Steele. And that's followed by Cliff Richard's Summer Holiday, which was number one in the charts in 1963. Half a Sixpence and Summer Holiday from Bobby Pagan at the ABC Richmond Wurlitzer. Well, after hearing the sounds of three Wurlitzers, we turn our attention to the splendid ex-Gaumont Chelsea Compton in Watford Town Hall, as it was known in 1965, when these two pieces were broadcast by William Davis. Now, Bill must have been looking forward to his lunch, because both items are food-related. The first is called Blackberry Pie, and the second, well, Bill will tell you about that one. Thank you.
hungry? Well, how about a ginger snap baked by Peter Martin in true Bristol fashion?
William Davis in fine form at the Watford Town Hall Compton in 1965. Well, as promised at the beginning of the programme, the remainder of the music this time is provided by another of the UK's most popular entertainers for over half a century, Robin Richmond. For this late night 60s broadcast, Robin was at the five-manual console of the BBC's Moller Theatre organ installed in the Jubilee Studios in London's East End. And Robin often tried to come up with something a little bit different. Well, for this particular programme, he used a line or two of the lyrics from each song to link them all together. You'll soon get the idea, and I hope you enjoy it. Incidentally, the programme was called Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams.
Robin Richmond at the BBC Theatre Organ. Now, the tune I've just played you is called The Hour of Parting, and the lyrics say, "My love, the hour of parting is near, and in my heart I can hear the songs that we heard when I first met you. And who was the dark-haired beauty I met that night? Why, Jet, my love." Thank you. jet, my love. Have no regrets, my love. You're my everything. Underneath the sun, you're my everything rolled up into one. Oh, darn that dream. That serenade in blue, I'm somewhere in another world with you, sharing all the joys we used to know many moons ago. We hummed that tune as we stood there looking at the twinkling lights of the Thames from the middle of Chelsea Bridge. Thank you. And on we went that night, laughing and dancing. Couldn't care less about the time. No sun, no song, no dawn. No one to love, no one to care, now that you're gone. Meet again. Pardon me, pretty baby, I'll say. Is it yes? Is it no? Is it maybe? Good night from me, Robin Richmond, and the BBC Theatre Organ. Good night.
Robin Richmond at BBC Theatre Organ number 2, inviting you to wrap your troubles in dreams. And that's it for this time. I hope you've enjoyed hearing that and the contrast of the preceding tracks, and that you can join me again for another archive mixture on the 10th of September. In the meantime, full details of what you've heard on this programme, plus lots more exclusive content, can be found on our website, www.organistencores.co.uk, on our Facebook page at The Organist Encores, and I hope you'll be able to join Damon next time for those recordings taken from Ernest Broadbent's final concert at the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, in 1977. For now, this is Nigel Ogden saying thank you for listening, and bye-bye.